From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead fired over Japan. The rocket broke apart and fell into the Pacific waters off the island of Hokkaido Tuesday. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, speaking here, Roje Chun, said despite repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of a joint military exercise by the U.S. and South Korea. President Donald Trump says, quote, all options are on the table in considering a U.S. response. A suicide bomber attacked a crowd outside a bank in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday, killing at least five people and wounding nine others. The attack occurred at the entrance of a Kabul bank branch not far from the heavily protected U.S. embassy. Witnesses say personnel of the Afghan army and other institutions were among the crowd waiting to receive their monthly salaries. This is VOA. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania have arrived in Texas to witness firsthand the devastation being caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. It came ashore Friday as a Category 4 storm and has dumped record amounts of rainfall as it meanders eastward. Speaking while traveling with the president, VOA White House correspondent Pete Heinlein says there's a lot for Mr. Trump to do.
Well, he's certainly promising swift action to help those affected. He said recovery is going to be a long and difficult road, and there seems to be no doubt of that. The briefers are talking about how long and how difficult it's going to be. This is a storm like we haven't ever seen before.
The president says he expects quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He's declared 18 Texas counties to be disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have already fallen on Texas. Another 60 are expected over the next several days. As many as 9 fatalities have been blamed on the storm. Harvey is now slowly moving east toward Louisiana. That state's governor is John Bel Edwards.
This is going to play out over several days. That's exactly what's happening. The storm is more or less stationary, but to the extent that it's moving, it's actually moving towards the east in our direction. And that makes this obviously a dangerous situation for our state, especially those people on the western portion of our state.
The storm is also impacting the nation's oil refineries and gas supplies. Robert Sinclair is a spokesperson for the travel agency AAA.
More than 30% of total U.S. refining capacity is located in the Gulf Coast. And in fact, where the storm first hit, Corpus Christi, there are 5 refineries with about 4% of U.S. refining capacity. All of them were knocked offline.
Gasoline futures have hit their highest level in 2 years on Monday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said today that a two-state solution remains the only path to peace for Israel and the Palestinians. I want to express very strongly the total commitment of the United Nations and my personal total commitment to the two-state solution, Guterres said after meeting with Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah in Ramallah after having spoken with Israeli leadership the day before. Guterres also spoke on Israeli settlements in the West Bank, calling them a major obstacle to peace. Kenya's Supreme Court has begun hearing opposition leader Raila Odinga's challenge to this month's electoral victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The former prime minister insists the election was marred by fraud. The court ordered the Election Commission to grant access to its computer services. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.